Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And I'm back with another great episode with Brenda Titus. And you know, we're going to talk about how to manage a growing number of appointments, managing more and more clients. Because if you keep watching this podcast and you keep plugged in and you keep doing what you're supposed to be doing, if you're not already being booked fully and overbooked, then this is going to be something you're going to need to know about. Let me introduce you to Brenda Titus. I'm so excited to have her here at our center and on our program. She's a true professional. She's got a bachelor's degree in psychology, a master's degree in criminology. She used to work at a rape crisis intervention center. She is caring, professional. She helps us out at our during our classes by supervising practice sessions, and she's just a joy to be with, and I like doing great things with her. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you so much for having me today, and I am excited to be here with Cal Banyan, one of the authorities in the hypnosis profession. Cal has won almost every single award recognition in the profession, and I really do believe it's because he is an authority on hypnosis that works. And I know that it's hypnosis that works because I'm here doing the techniques that he taught me and doing great things with clients and helping them. Cal, I think one of the great things really that he does is he has put himself out there on the internet, over 400 videos, freely available hypnosis techniques, philosophy, motivation, business, marketing, all here to help raise up the profession and raise up every single person who is out there watching, whether it's today or well on into the future. And Cal really is one of the trainers of the best in the profession. People who really want to help their clients, really transform their lives, really make a difference. And he's one of those people that even other professionals and experts within hypnosis turn to help people. And Cal, you know, sees clients, he is out there speaking, obviously doing these podcasts, training, and I'm happy to be here with him today talking about solutions and managing our client caseload. So how about that, Cal?
That's what we do here. We see clients, we do training, we do all this stuff as individuals and as a team. And when you do good work, what happens? Your client load gets bigger and bigger, and that's what you suggested we talk about today.
Exactly. So would you like me to go ahead and get that started?
Please do.
Excellent. All right. Well, this topic came to me because recently I was sitting down. I had a Skype meeting with Erica, and she was having one of those wonderful, horrible problems, which is that she said, "Well, Brenda, I'm heavily booked. I need to manage my schedule because I'm going to be doing some training." She's a trainer, and she's going to be managing within her schedule how to see clients during part of the week and then do training, teaching new hypnotists during the rest of the part of the week. And at the same time, she was asking me for tips about managing her schedule. And I looked at her, and I looked at her over Skype, and I said, "Well, I've got a 5-week waiting list right now, so maybe this would be something fun to talk to Cal about and get some ideas from him." So it's kind of a neat problem to have, right, Cal?
You know, as I'm writing down some notes as you're doing that, that's why I'm not looking up at the camera. There we go. Okay. You know, one of the there's two things that's really going on. One is how to manage individual clients, and then how do you manage them when you've got to take a break from seeing clients for a week, even 2 weeks, right?
Exactly.
Cool. Do it.
Well, one of the things that I really have found is actually, someone was here in the center recently, and he had asked me a question about that. And I looked at him. I said, "You know, right now most of my time slots are full because of the way that I work as a 5-path hypnotherapist. I'm really emphasizing with clients we need to book out that their initial series of 5 sessions. I start with a 5-session minimum with all of my clients with good reason, and I always say, you know, we need to schedule those all right off of the bat. And once they realize how tricky it is to get in with me, you know, especially if they need, you know, that late afternoon time slot, I only have one or two of those a week. If people are really, you know, tight in their schedule, they might have to wait, you know, for, you know, if I'm just about to start with someone, they might have to wait 5 more weeks before I'm done with that client. Or maybe I even have somebody on waiting for the, for that time slot for quite some time. And so the student kind of looked at me and said, that's kind of a great problem to have, huh? And I said, it actually is, because when I know that my schedule is set, it's full, or at least mostly full for the week, I know that I'm not scrambling to fill it. I'm not, you know, focusing on how I'm going to pay my bills. I'm focusing on actually doing great work with my clients. Obviously, there are some stressors that go along with that, and this is where we get into the difficult part of the problem, because, well, actually, let's talk about how it's a great problem. It's a great problem because, like I said, then we can focus on the work that we're doing with our clients, right? So we're there, we're focused on, you know, meeting with the clients that we have already in our schedule. And there's an interesting thing that happens when we are in great demand. And the kind of the philosophy is that when I have, you know, a high wait list, people really want to get into my calendar very, you know, please get me the soonest you have available, they start saying, because they start realizing, it kind of speaks to then to my success. If I've, you know, got a full calendar, I must be good. Thankfully, I have really great reviews. I have really great testimonials. So I believe in that. And I'm able to, you know, stand by that. It also kind of creates this philosophy, and Cal and I talked about this on another episode recently, where when there's other people who want to see a hypnotist, it kind of makes hypnotherapy, hypnosis, kind of, it legitimizes the work that we're doing to clients. They realize, wow, I'm not, you know, it's not a weird thing that I'm looking into hypnosis as well. If Brenda's already, you know, heavily booked, she's got a wait list, other people are believing in this too, it starts actually legitimizing the concept of coming to hypnosis for help. So what do you think about that, Cal? Is that kind of an interesting thing?
Yeah, I think that as I'm listening to all, we're getting a little bit everywhere on this, and it's a good thing because that's just the nature of the business. You know, we, in the beginning, we're build, but then we get to a point where we've got to manage, or build and manage as your reputation grows, and you become fully booked. Never overbook, because you don't want to anticipate that clients will cancel, like, you know, physicians often do that, and other, you know, restaurants do that, they'll overbook, assuming people are going to not be there. They're not going to show up. So everything you're saying is right on. I remember, in, you know, Brenda went through that phase of build, and she's, first it's learn, build, and then I see this look change to, like, how do I manage all this, right, Brenda?
Exactly. And, you know, when that initially happened, you know, Maureen and I had a discussion, and she said, well, you have a couple of options, and that was right. The first time that I really had that was right around my first anniversary here at the center. And I looked at her and we did two things. One was I added a day to my practice. I had started out small with just 2 days, and then I was studying and building and growing the other two or three days out of the business week. So I did add another day. And so now I'm more in that full time. So that was one of the things that we did, is I added a day. And the second thing that we did is we raised my rates. And, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing that happens when your rates go up, clients, you know, it again, that goes down to some of that legitimizing the work that you're doing. Can you explain how that works, Cal? It's kind of an interesting thing.
What, how raising your price legitimizes the work?
Yeah.
You know, I never did it for that reason, but sure. I mean, people will call here and they may not have a particular hypnotist in mind. And Maureen will recommend a particular hypnotist because they think it's a best fit, and tell them the price. And Maureen will tell them the price. They go, oh, that's very reasonable, a couple $100 or something like that. I thought it would be more to see someone at your center. And they say, well, if you wanted to see Cal, it's significantly more. And I think right now the going rate's $375 for a single session, and I only do double sessions, so it's $750. And they go, well, wait a minute, is it possible to see Cal? They go, well, and if I have an opening, I have an opening, right? And so sometimes people just, there's a certain percentage of people that only want the most expensive deluxe treatment. And you wouldn't think that charging more would be something that would be a closing technique, so to speak. But it does legitimize your service, definitely, Brenda.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. You know, we talk about people value what they put time, money, and effort into. So just kind of something interesting to think about. Now, obviously, having a heavily filled schedule can be a really difficult problem as well, because you've got to make sure that you are setting aside time to continue returning your phone calls so that you don't end up at that stopping point where oh my gosh, I was booked, and then I've got nothing because I haven't been returning my calls. So that's actually exactly why I have a day within my work week that is not filled with clients. It's for my administrative work, it's my podcasting, it's my writing, some other personal business or growth, what have you. Because you have to be sure that as you're scheduling yourself, just like Cal said, do never overbook, never over, you know, don't double sell your time, because you need to be 100% there for your clients. But, you know, you also want to be sure that you have time within each day to recuperate in between sessions, as well as to return calls, or at least once a week that you're, you know, returning calls, getting people in. The other real difficult thing, and I had this right before I went on vacation, is my schedule was at 100%. I was 100% booked. Every single one of my sessions was full. And then all of a sudden, almost every single one of my clients had a problem. Someone was sick. Someone else had another work emergency. Everybody started, you know, and the reshuffling was very difficult. So I think it's really important that you are very clear with people about what your cancellation policy is, your reschedule policy. I try to be flexible with people, and I usually am. But I also have to be really careful about that, because in the end, if I'm booked out, you know, I had somebody recently who needed to reschedule, and then I had somebody waiting for her time slot. I couldn't get her in again for a month. So it's something you need to be really communicating with people about, how important it is that, you know, once they're in your calendar, that they abide by the sessions that they've booked, that they've scheduled, because when you start getting really super full, it's going to be hard for you to be able to reschedule if they have an emergency or they need to move their sessions around. Cal also mentioned sometimes, you know, when you're talking to people and doing your scheduling, you know, if maybe their schedule is flexible, if you have another opening, you can just ask them, you know, hey, if something comes around sooner, would you be interested, you know, in coming in? I'll make sure to call you. And I usually will do that as well. If something does open up, if I know that somebody has a more flexible schedule, I'll give them a call and offer them another opening. And the other kind of tricky thing, obviously, you know, that, like I said, when Erica and I had originally begun this discussion, you know, for her, she periodically needs to completely revise her schedule because she's going to be teaching. And that is something that I think every hypnotist needs to think about. You know, maybe it's you need to revise your schedule because you need to take some personal time off, or you need to take vacation time. That's you, usually I get super heavily booked right before vacation because I'm kind of trying to finish people up and restart when I come back. But, you know, like I said, Erica really gets challenged because of, you know, keeping her, you know, consistent flow of clients, but then also revising her schedule for when she's training. Now, she is a full-time hypnotist. Her goal is to obviously be seeing clients as much as possible, so she doesn't stop seeing clients while she's in the middle of teaching. But Cal, can you share a little bit about how you do that? Your situation's a little bit different when you teach.
You know, it be it teaching or going on vacation, you know, sometimes you got to take a break from seeing clients. Now, if I'm teaching, like, you know, our certification courses, I will not see clients during that period of time, because I give my 100% in the class. And after being in class all day, giving my 100%, I just don't have the energy, the clarity, the enthusiasm to give some clients 100%. So with this in mind, I never book new clients the week before I'm going to do a certification course. Now, I might book them 2 weeks before. You see, I'm kind of talking about the general hypnotist too. If you're seeing clients once a week on average, you don't want to see them, you know, once and then go on vacation for 2 weeks. I mean, you know, most of us in the profession, we realize we're going to really do great work. We're not one-hit wonders. It's a process that they're going through. So I always set it up to where I can see the client two or three times before I have a 1 or 2 week break, so we can have that momentum. And then people who are familiar with our systems, we teach our clients self-hypnosis, seventh path self-hypnosis. And so they can continue doing the work when there's a long break like that. Also, we assign reading to most of our clients, the Secret Language of Feelings book, so that they don't feel like they've just kind of jumped off a cliff and have no support. They're still very plugged in and taking a week or two off, if they've got the momentum going right, is really not a problem. How about that, Brenda?
Exactly. You know, and I do look at that such an important part of things to be thinking about is you want to be sure that when you're scheduling your clients that you are consistent, and it may be okay or appropriate to have a break in between. It's just the same as if they need, you know, maybe you need to take a week off and you're right in the midst of your sessions, making sure that it's at an appropriate time of the work that you're doing. The same goes as if they are going to be in a situation that where they need to miss a week. I'm always very careful with that. If I realize that somebody's schedule is a little questionable or kind of tricky, I'll say, you know, why don't we push our start date back a little bit so that we don't have to take a break in between? Or I'll be very sensitive about where we're taking that break, because, you know, there's definitely, you know, a process to what we're doing, and I don't want to be missing or be inconsistent in the midst of that. And then, Cal, there was kind of another interesting thing as we're kind of closing up for this week, but another thing that Erica and I was, or that Erica had mentioned as maybe a way to resolve some of her issues is taking on another hypnotist within her office, which could resolve some of how she can continue to grow, provide services, and teach. So what do you think about something like that?
You know, we cover this when we teach the Banyan business model, the STAR model. And one of the things that we've done, see, when I started the Hypnosis Center, is what it was called in the beginning before it became the Banyan Hypnosis Center, I never wanted to be just the lone hypnotist. And I wanted to have this collegial environment. And so I tried a number of different models. One was just hiring someone and paying them a straight minimum plus commission. Then we went on a prorated scale. And then what we also did is we did interns. And I think this is something that's so needed in our profession, where someone comes in, gets paid a little bit in money, but they get paid a lot in not having to worry about where their office is going to be, if their electrical bill and the credit card machine, all this stuff. They could just come in and focus on becoming a great hypnotist. And so that's one thing that that perhaps would be a good deal for Erica, is to, if she's got space, set up an office or share her office with an intern, because she's a trainer. And so she can select from her grads who would best fit into her environment, offer them a 3-month, 6-month, up to a 1-year internship. And when we were hiring hypnotists to work at our center, guess what? We'd take someone on as an intern. If they really fit in well, really did good work, then, of course, when we had an opening, we would offer them the job. So this is covered in much more detail in the Business Startup Pack 2.1, which is all about getting set up in business. And one of the things I talk about is interns and hiring hypnotists and having a multi-hypnotist office, which is really a center where you have two or three hypnotists working together. Beautiful. I think you got to wrap it up, Brenda.
All right. Well, I hope that everybody learned a few things today. I really actually, you know, Kellen, I want to talk about this today also to inspire people to realize, you know, I've been a hypnotist for 2.5 years. I've seen quite a few clients, and I love it when I'm heavily booked because that's my passion, and I really want to encourage you guys all to be driven to get to that place of being fully booked, seeing lots of clients, doing great work, and you can absolutely do it. And then you can know how to be best prepared for those situations when they do come up. So I hope you all have a great week. Leave your comments down below. Or if you need to reach me directly, I can be reached at ochypnotherapy.com or Brenda@ochypnotherapy. And I'm, of course, also over on our Hypnospace. I post weekly or so over at the Hypnotist Lounge, kind of some fun topics. So take a look over there. Have a great week, and we will see you all next week.
You're awesome, Brenda.
Thank you.
Hey, so just to close it up, you want to be a one percenter, you want to be the best of the best, you want to come to our center, learn from myself and Brenda and Maureen Banyan, and you know what, come to our upcoming 10-day NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course, July 6th through the 16th with a weekend off in the middle. It's here in Tustin, California, Orange County, which is next to Anaheim and Newport Beach and Huntington Beach and all that good stuff. And then in May 3rd to the 9th, we have the Week of Power. The Week of Power is for you folks who are already certified and you want to take it up to the next level. Also, amazing special event coming up, and that is I'm having Dr. William Horton, or my friend Will, who is one of the premier, probably the premier, NGH trainer. Good friend of mine. We finally worked it out. He's coming to my center, and he's going to teach the basic NLP course. And I kind of put up air quotation marks there because it's going to be a bit more than just a basic course. It's going to be fun, and I'm thinking about taking the course. So, hey, learn NLP with me. It's one of the best techniques, supporting skill sets you can have as a hypnosis professional. And then the biggest, the granddaddy of all hypnosis events, the National Guild of Hypnotists 65th anniversary, being celebrated at the NGH convention on August 7th, 8th, and 9th. I'm going to be there. Brenda's going to be there. Erica's going to be there. Celeste's going to be there. Maureen's going to be there. Everybody who's anybody is going to be there. Some of the best well-known trainers in the world are going to be there. And we're going to hang out. And on Thursday night, all the Five Pathers are going to get together for our annual class reunion. It's just going to be great. All right. That's it. I want to see you in class. Let's do great things together. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.